Driving through Norfolk in memoriam, Max Ebalt. Driving through Norfolk in a hired car, London to Norwich on the old A11, returning under cover of a dense night after all these years. This is the landscape he died in, on my birthday, on a journey like this. He and I, both emigrants. I remember his gentle Algoy accent, his sardonic smile under his moustache, warm, searching eyes. Our lives crossed like the shadow of a bird in flight. Out there, the massive darkness sliding past, a continent without maps. Interims, alone with the dark. The feeling of dizziness begins behind the eyes, the nausea comes later. I seem to have slipped into that space where all is abeyance, bridging time in remembered landscapes. My headlights brush ahead, bone fingers groping for the road, silvering worn brick, blackthorn, oak, coming at me like phantoms from another landscape, familiar words pronounced askew. I slacken speed into the curve, entering a sleeping village, permanent as plowshares. A pub, houses edging back, the last street light. I have somehow become extrinsic, a random point of light sealed up with the words I'd used to name and to define the vastness, momentarily bright as the rings of Saturn.